Hey folks, Scott from IT Rockstars. Hope you're doing well. I am in the current limbo land. So we moved out of our old house on Friday and we move into our new house on Thursday this week. So I'm currently homeless. Like, that's why I'm like in this hotel room with my bike. Because I'm officially homeless until Thursday. I thought, hey, why not do a video? I'm currently sat here in the hotel room. I've got some spare time to myself. And I thought, I really want to help everyone that follows along at IT Rockstars. If you're an IT business owner, or if you're running an MSP, I'm going to suggest some things in this video that could potentially help you out quite a bit when it comes to selling IT services. This basically, what I'm going to explain to you is the second chapter in the book that I'm writing at the moment. And the book's called Read This to Sell More IT Services. And the first chapter is more of an introduction than anything else to the book and myself. The second chapter is all about trying to figure out who your ideal client is. And it's something that we do at IT Rockstars with our members when they join us. So a lot of business owners and MSPs, IT guys and girls, we all get caught up in the technology and the actual business and, you know, helping people, because that's what mainly we do. But sometimes you just need to step back from things and have a sort of bigger picture about where your business is going, but more importantly, where your life's actually going as well. And there's an exercise that you can do that can kind of help you step back a little bit out of that sort of day-to-day experience that you're having in your life and really help you define where you want to go and where you kind of, where you really see yourself. And everyone's got dreams and ideas about what they want to do in life and who they want to be and where they want to be and how much money they want to have. But their dreams, they're kind of like, they're not on paper. They're kind of thoughts in your head. And you've got a sense of what they are. But if you're realistic with yourself, you've probably never actually just sat down and written down where you want your life to go, how you want it to be. And there's an exercise that you can do that can help you achieve this. And when you do this exercise, you're going to find that not only are you going to have a goal and a vision for your own life, you're going to know the types of people that you're wanting, or the types of businesses that you're wanting to attract into your own IT business, okay? And it might actually even, this exercise might even leave you questioning if you should even be running an IT business, okay? That's what happened to me when I did this exercise. So the exercise is just asking a simple question. If you had to experience one day over and over again, so like Groundhog Day, you only had one day to live, or you had to experience the same day over and over again, what would that day actually be like? If there was no limitations put on you financially, time-wise, what would the experiences that you have, what would they go through? And I suggest that you get a paper and pen when you've got the time to really have a hard think about this and what this ideal day looks like. And I did it probably about 3 years ago, maybe longer. And you ask simple questions in the exercise. It's like, okay, you know, what are you thinking in the morning? How you get up? What should the experiences that you have? So I started off the exercise with, I wake up in the morning to the smell of freshly brewed coffee. I walk down the stairs. My housekeeper hands me a mug of coffee. I walk out onto the veranda or patio, and I look over the expanse of this Mediterranean landscape, mountains and sunrise. And I look down at the swimming pool and I see my daughter and my wife having a laugh at me because I'm still half asleep holding this mug of coffee. And that's kind of like, that's the start of the day for me. And it kind of goes on from there. It explains how I kind of go about my work and what I do at lunchtime. I meet up with friends and we go out for a bike ride and we have a really nice lunch. And it goes into the evening. But I filled probably about 6 or 7 pages up with this exercise of what the perfect day would be for me. And once you've got that defined in your head, that perfect day, you can work back and figure out, okay, how can I achieve that perfect day? What do I have to change in my business to make this perfect day realistic? So I did this exercise, and I realized that I was servicing clients locally, which most MSPs do. And I realized that, well, I want to be kind of location independent. When the time's right, I want to be able to go somewhere. Like if I want to go a couple of months in the winter down to the Mediterranean because I hate the cold, then I'm going to have to change certain things about my business. I'm going to have to change things. And that's what I did at IT Rockstars. We changed completely, actually. We changed our service offering and we pivoted part of the business as well to this new model that allowed me as the business owner to be able to be location independent. And it changed also the fact that I no longer offer IT services. I do marketing for other IT companies. And it's purely based on the fact that I want to follow what I love doing and not what I have to do or what I'm good at as such, but what I love doing. And that's what IT Rockstars exists today, and that's what we do. When you do this exercise, also you can include your ideal clients in this as well. So looking at your existing client base, looking at who they your existing clients, the really good ones that you like working with, who are they? You know, what are they? Are they male or female? How old are they? What do they wear? What industries are they in? What do they do in their spare time? And that'll help you define, okay, your ideal client or your best clients, and then being able to look at for similar businesses, if that makes sense at all. I know it's kind of far out there, this video, but once you have defined both the types of clients you want for your business and also the type of business that you want to have, you can then actually go and look for those prospects, those clients. And that's what the next chapter is that I'm sitting down tomorrow to write about, is like, how do you actually find these ideal clients, and then how do you actually attract them? And that's what we teach IT Rockstars, and it's what I'm writing about in this book. So if you are an IT business owner or a managed service provider, and you're looking to attract, you know, your ideal clients, ideal prospects, then check out our membership at IT Rockstars. It's a 1 month free trial, www.itrockstars.net, and we can help you attract those ideal clients. Anyway, that's it for me. I'm not too sure about this filter on the video. It's potentially rather distracting. The reason I put it on was because I didn't want you to get too distracted by the mess that this hotel room's in and the fact that I've got a bike in it. My wife told me off about that bike in the hotel room. She says it'll mark the furniture, but I've been very careful with it. It's kind of balanced up, so it's not going to touch anything. Anyway, that's it for today. I'm probably going to do one of these videos again at some point, probably once I've written the next chapter. But if you want to kind of speed up this whole process, check out itrockstars.net. I'll see you in the next one. Thanks, guys and girls. Bye. If you've enjoyed today's episode of IT Rockstars, we invite you to check out itrockstars.net. IT Rockstars is the essential resource to boost your MSP marketing efforts. Every month, you'll gain access to 4 premium white label articles specifically crafted to attract high quality leads. Use this content on your blog, LinkedIn, and email. We'll show you how to generate MSP B2B leads for your IT service business. We can only offer this service to one IT company per area, so sign up today and lock your competitors out.